Is it what did I have for breakfast? Big old thing of vanilla yogurt, and we didn't have granola, so I added some cereal. I don't know if it actually worked as well as I wanted it
what
to.
What cereal?
The weird cereal. It was kind of like an oat, like a weaved oat kind of thing, like vanilla.
Kind of like a granola?
No.
Yeah.
It was like made by a company called like Blue Belinda or something like that. I don't know what
Blue Belinda's woven oats.
Yeah, something like that. It was something weird.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guest digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is writer, actor, performer, comedian Drew Johnston.
I am Drew Johnston. Hello.
Hello. Hi,
thank
Drew.
You for confirming.
Drew, you got 52 emails.
Yeah.
You're aiming for a little Inbox Zero, and it's achievable.
Oh, it's very achievable. Yeah.
I'm like impressed, but also just go a little bit further.
I am close to Inbox Zero, but I usually do one day a week where I purge all the old ones that
yes.
I don't need.
Right.
And I usually just, I don't delete them, although I need to because I'm down to what, 95% of my gigabytes used. So I need to delete these pretty quick. But
wait, can we look at your very first email in this page? Can you read it to us?
The last one?
Yes.
The last email, okay. The oldest email I have in my inbox is from Noah Foreman, my friend, an old roommate and writing partner, and, you know, great friend. And it is just the subject, you finish, and the entire body of the email is no emails left, and that's it. So here's the thing. I can never get down to Inbox Zero because the one time that I did get down to Inbox Zero, I was next to Noah and our friend Gary, and I got rid of all of them, so I was at Inbox Zero, and right when I hit refresh for Inbox Zero, I had a new email from Noah Foreman that just said, you finished, no emails left, and I was like, well, this always has to be in my inbox now.
Yeah, I love that.
So Inbox One is the lowest I can get, because that's also 2015, and then the next most recent is 2017, which is an insurance claim that I think is never going to amount to anything, but I have to keep it there in case I need to find it quickly from a car accident that I was in. Or no, I wasn't in a car accident. Someone just knocked off the mirror of the rental car that I
you
had.
You forgot whether or not you were in a car accident?
It's been a long time.
It was quite an accident.
It has been a long time. It's been 1 year. I remember whether or not I was in a car accident one year ago.
It wasn't a car accident. What happened was I was leaving. I rented a car, and I was staying with our friend Matt. And as I was driving away, I looked at the passenger side rearview mirror, and it didn't have a casing around the mirror. The mirror was still there, but just the plastic cover had been knocked off. And there was a little hole, so it was clearly someone had taken a screwdriver and, like, knocked it off.
Is that worth something? Is that
I think it might be.
What plastic is this?
Just the plastic over, you know, the plastic.
Plastic
like,
casing around a rearview mirror.
Yeah. So the rearview mirror is still fully intact. It's just the little cover on the back.
So, Drew, you're talking about the right side of the car or the left side of the car?
I'm talking about the right side.
Okay.
The U.S. passenger side.
United States standard passenger side. That mirror is surrounded by generally a plastic-ish casing.
And I would say usually matches the color of the car. So this was like a silver car. Mm-hmm. Most of the rearview mirror, other than the mirror part, which is a mirror, is the black. And then there's just an ever so, like, just a small silver casing.
A nicely
like a
rounded
hub.
Kind
a
of
hub.
It's a casing.
It's a hub. Look it up. It's a little hub.
They call it a hub? I'll look it up. View mirror.
Just Google cover. Side view mirror and then like let's just look at it.
Cover is
This is the
that's
thing.
A
that's
hub.
A cover.
It's a clear
anything
it's a cover.
Humped that covers something is a hub.
This. But this, well, the hub or whatever it is,
yeah,
look,
it's
worth
hub.
$25. It was knocked off of just one side of my car.
That's pretty crazy.
Clearly stolen. And then when I went to the place, I drove all the way to the airport to be like, hey, I just need to report this. And they looked at it and they're like, okay. And then they're like, well, we have to file an insurance thing. And then I got a call from an insurance guy, and that was a year ago, and I have not heard a thing since then.
Drew, I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Archive it.
Just archive it.
Go archive it.
Yeah, I can archive it. I can get rid
yeah,
of that.
Don't delete it, but you can archive it.
I'll archive it.
Because you'll.
That feels yeah. so good to archive that.
Yeah. I'm also going to say, archive that.
Yeah, okay, I'll archive this. That's a very good point. Very good point. I'll archive that.
This is going to be a whole show. Let's just get you down to Inbox Zero.
Just get me down to Inbox Zero, yep. Honestly. I feel okay about that. We could do that. We could get down to inbox zero.
No, Drew, don't, it's not as exciting as it sounds to you.
Oh, yeah, I guess that
you,
is.
Look, you just ran the Brooklyn Half Marathon. We're going to archive that.
Oh, yeah. I don't need that.
You don't need that anymore.
Bye-bye.
Also, do you need where your fiance asks other people for their address?
Nope.
Archive that.
Nope, that's gone. I also don't need when I... No, I do need this one.
Yeah, that one you do need.
Because there are some people who email me their address. Anyway, apparently, just so you guys know...
Yes.
People are stealing these covers all the time. This is what the insurance guy said, is that there's a, wow, an uptick,
wow,
in people stealing covers for cars.
It's cottage industry.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Drew, I'm going to tell you anything about the half marathon I think you can,
yeah,
archive.
I guess any New York roadrunners. Well, here's the... Well, I'm waiting for one email that has photos of me running it because I know I'm going to look hideous in them.
Yeah, and if you're waiting for an email, you definitely need to save a bunch of unrelated emails.
Okay, good point. Good point.
How did that go, the half marathon?
It went great.
Was that Brooklyn or New York?
You did it in the rain.
I did it in the rain.
That was the Brooklyn?
The Brooklyn half.
I did that once. That was a good time.
It's great. This is the second year I did it.
And down that Coney Island boardwalk?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I shaved off 7.5 minutes off my total time, so nice. I felt very good about it. But I was covered in water, and it was really gross.
You were saying it rained.
It rained.
It rained for me, too.
In water is a weird way to say that you were rained
on. I was rained on.
Well, covered in water.
I was covered in water. And I also was wearing a rain jacket for the first 7 miles, and then I realized how sweaty I was underneath the rain jacket. And when I told this to one of Nicole and I's coworkers, Robbie, she immediately said to me, "You have a thyroid condition." And I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "You sweat too much." And I said, "I don't think that's what it means. I think I was running 7 miles, Ravi, in a raincoat. That's what happens."
Also, is sweat and thyroid related?
I don't think so.
I don't think they are.
That was a big leap. That was a big leap.
Hey, Drew, who do you not want to email? Speaking of sweat.
Email. Roulette.
I do not want to email a former interim boss that I had.
Interim boss?
Interim boss. Well,
is that redundant, former interim boss, or not necessarily?
I had a real boss, and me and him are still not close, but like we would be friendly,
friendly
if I saw each other. But we brought on a man who was just going to be my boss for a little while, and
they brought in a supervisor for you.
Yes,
step boss.
Needed it for me. Yeah. Step boss, I would say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I married into that boss.
Interim step boss.
That's a boss in law.
Yeah.
You married in.
Yeah. Oh, Boston Law. There we go. That's a movie, isn't that?
Or is it's a great show. Boston, it's David Kelly.
Boston
David
Legal.
Kelly
Boston
show.
Legal.
Boston Legal.
Oh, Boston Law is a show, isn't it?
Boston Legal, I believe it's called.
Look up Boston Law.
Okay. Boston Law.
Yeah, you're 0 for 2.
I don't think so.
It's Boston Legal.
It's Boston
Wait,
Legal.
What was my
Hub.
First? Oh,
Hub was a whiff.
Get the fuck out of here. Hub is still a draw. I don't know what's wrong with you. Actually, do you know what? I texted you last night. I was like, dude, I'm so tired. I'm nervous about recording tomorrow. And what did you say?
I said, hopefully you're not going to be rude to me as a result.
You monster. You said, that's great. You'll be the right kind of punchy.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the wrong kind of punchy, but that's fine. We'll carry on.
Drew, can you just tell us about your boss once removed?
Okay. He came in and instantly was kind of just a nightmare to deal with. I was very young and I had just gotten into the company a few years earlier, and I was slowly getting promoted into just like everything in the company, and I got into marketing, and then basically my boss was like, well, we need to bring in someone who knows marketing to kind of teach you the ropes, and also we'll have him and maybe we'll hire him on if we get a lot of money as like the CMO.
Nobody knows marketing.
Nobody knows. That's the thing.
That's
nobody
such a
knows
joke.
Marketing.
Nobody knows marketing.
And all this guy
you
would do.
You specialize in marketing? My God, have you bought things?
I know.
Or and sold things?
Like we were just like redesigning the logo, and he demanded that this like logo redesign eventually what ended up happening was we just changed the colors, but he wanted it to look like a paintbrush, and he was like, and we got to give away at a marketing conference, we got to give away a bunch of Zen gardens, which is an insane
what?
Thing
there's
to think.
No way. If that's
come on.
If that's a point, no, there's, you're not qualified for any job if that's an idea that you have.
Because he was like, well, this company's about flow. We got to give away Zen gardens. And my
how
real
are you
going to
carry those? How are you going to transport those?
And also, there's going to be sand everywhere.
Hold on. What do we mean? Do we mean mini Zen gardens?
Like mini sand gardens. Like handheld sand gardens.
Okay. Well,
and little rakes.
You can transport them in like a baggie.
You could transport them in a baggie. But can you imagine at a marketing conference, most people are giving away.
No one wants a bag of sand.
Nobody wants sand.
No.
No.
And I bought into this. And I was like, yeah, we got to get the sand things.
No, and you didn't.
I did. I was like, good call. Because I was like, I don't know. I was like 24. I was like, yeah, this sounds great.
Oh, 24-year-olds love sand. In what way is your company all about flow?
We were a streaming video software company.
That's a reach.
And so it was a stream. And also it was like stream and we're like, oh, and we're and it's easy.
I think water says flow more than sand, don't you think?
Yeah, that she's giving away a water garden.
Yeah.
Or we could just give away water bottles and be like, streaming video. That's all we would need to do.
No, then the leap from water bottle to streaming video is pee.
What if we gave away, yeah, little toilets. We gave away little toilets.
Okay, here, compose.
Oh, God.
How long was this guy your box for?
For a few months.
I just went with it.
While I was under him, he would just like make me do work. He would just pass out on.
Drew was writing the address in the email field to start this off with. That's like loading a gun.
Yeah.
We're going to put in the address at the end.
We're
going to put in the address at the end.
You mash one wrong button and that thing's flying.
Subject line. Okay. Sand was a bad idea. Great. Is the subject line you've decided on. Hey, guy. What if we give away little toilets? Been noodling on some marketing thoughts.
Oh, no. Oh, marketing thoughts.
Specifically around the idea of streams.
I spelled something, but I don't care.
Yeah, you're going to leave it there. Stay with me here.
Oh, no.
Stream.
Let's do some arrows. Oh, you're
going to
do some arrows.
No, arrows, yeah.
Can we do down arrows somehow?
Oh, yeah.
I want it to flow downward.
Oh, you can do emojis?
Yeah.
And Gmail?
You know what? I'll settle for this.
It's the play pause emoji.
It's a stream and then flow.
Flow.
And then another line. Bottle.
Bottle.
And then another line. Water.
Water.
Another line.
Urine.
Yeah.
Urine.
And then in parentheses, just the letter P.
P.
And parentheses. Great. Another line.
Can we make it PP?
And then this one is, on this new line.
Okay.
And then parentheses, PP.
PP.
Great. New line.
New line. This guy.
And then
this.
Toilet.
Toilet.
And then enter travel.
Travel. I mean.
Little toilet.
Little toilet. He's going to come back to me and come up with a new company idea based on whatever the
little
hell
toilet.
This is.
Okay. Travel. Little toilet.
Toilets.
Packable toilet.
Packable toilet.
Packable toilet.
Mini toilet.
Mini toilet.
Nope. Two ends in mini.
No. Okay. Mini toilet.
And then next line, mini toilets.
I don't know how to do TM.
Yeah. Like toilet.
Mini toilets.
MINNITOILETTES.
Great. And then underneath that.
Mini towelettes?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go
ahead. Mini towelettes.
Put a W in there somewhere. You just wrote the same thing again.
No, there's not. There's
you
no,
did
there's
not do.
T-O-W.
Oh, towel. Oh, yeah. I get what's going on. Yeah. Okay.
Great. And then underneath, thinking about going back to school for marketing.
No, I'm not.
Need a mentor.
Since you were my mentor.
No.
Yes.
No.
For marketing. Finish the sentence. Stop
marketing.
Saying no.
Okay.
Since you were my mentor.
Since you were such a valuable mentor.
Since you were such my valuable mentor.
Valuable mentor.
Would you feel comfortable?
Would you feel comfortable?
Writing a speech?
No.
Of recommendation.
A speech of recommendation?
For me to record.
For me to record.
And submit.
And submit.
To Columbia.
To Columbia.
As part of my application.
Can I do
as
that?
As part of my application to Harvard Wharton School of Business.
As part of my application.
Packet. PACQUET.
My application packet.
Wharton being at Penn. Is that, do I have that right?
School of Business.
Biz, B-I-Z, I think will be the best.
B-I-Z. School of Biz? Ness?
Business.
And then, comma. Loch Ness.
Loch Ness? Like the Loch Ness Monster?
Yes.
Now we've hit the right kind of punchy.
Okay, there we are.
Yeah, I just have to turn it outward, Matt.
Oh,
Matt,
signing
this
off.
This feels like we're in the zone for the first time in a while.
Signing off. Oh, no.
Comma. Yours?
Yours.
Yeah.
Dad.
Dad. Oh, I hate this.
It's just incoherent.
I want this gone. I want this out of my email 100%.
All right, let's set that aside. Let's set that aside.
I'm collapsing it. Mail.
Audio Boom Smash Hit Podcast Mafia is back for season two, taking us back into America's criminal underworld, exploring the lives and careers of the most powerful gangsters the world has ever seen.
Through extensive research and eyewitness stories, Mafia reveals what life was really like inside the mob from the people who lived it.
Every Wednesday, Mafia dives into the larger-than-life stories of mobsters and introduces us to the key figures who brought them down.
In season one, we were brought closer than ever to the most notorious mob bosses of all time, and season two is no exception, covering the lives of
Carmine Galante,
Alan Dorfman,
Santo Trafficante,
Albert Anastasia,
Anthony Spilotro,
Joseph Massino,
revealing how they built their criminal empires and how they were eventually brought to justice.
Find Mafia on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and every other listening destination.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Do you ever, text GChat with, any parental units?
Parental units.
Parental alert. Parental alert.
I text with them, but I don't think they would know what GChat is. I don't think Earthlink, web email addresses that they share have a good GChat option.
I guess. What I mean is, do you have any fun exchanges with your parents?
Oh, on text?
Text, email, whatever.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, you know, my mom just sent me an email because my parents were in, so they were in Greece on a hiking vacation.
Wow.
And my mom, about 2 months ago, blew out something in her knee, like hurt her knee pretty badly, but it wasn't enough to get surgery. It was just like,
it's
you
just
gotta rest.
Something in her knee.
You gotta rest. Definitely don't go hiking in Greece.
I think it's just a little bit of a thing, like a sac burst, like a knee sac burst or like sacs in your knees. Anyway, they were like, I think in 2 weeks you should be mostly fine, but you got to be nice to it. And then 2 months later was this vacation. So she was like, I should be okay.
Great. Okay. So she had time.
Yeah. So she had time. But then they were in Greece and it was on Mother's Day. I emailed them. I don't know if your phones work, so I'm emailing. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for the email. I do not use phone or text. The hotel Wi-Fi keeps me connected. Love for the Mother's Day wish. Happy in Greece. Tomorrow going to the islands.
Now, wait, Drew, this is so funny.
Yes.
Because also, thank you for the email. I do not use phone or text.
I do not use the phone.
Oh, I do not use the phone or text.
And I know this is specific to her Greece trip, but it does just sound like, thank you for emailing me. I do not use the phone. And
it's honestly not that far off from what my mom actually does, because when I'm on the phone with my mom, she will immediately, she'll be like, oh, thank you so much for calling. It's like, she's like, so how are you? I'm like, good. And she's like, it sounds like you're busy. I'll call you back. And she just hangs up on me. She likes to hang up on me a lot. And then I've given her enough shit about it that I'm like, hey, mom, you don't have to talk to me if you don't want to. She's like, no, I want to talk to you. So we have a fun rapport. Also, I've texted her many times and she's just said like, oh, I left my phone, at home, and I was like, you're on a week-long vacation. She just doesn't have her phone on her.
She's also, it's just such a nice thing to say about the hotel Wi-Fi. It keeps me connected.
It keeps me connected.
It does. It sounds like this sort of thing would be said in a commercial. Yeah.
But then, this is my favorite. A week later, she wrote to me this email. Every day was hiking as soon as we arrived, and when we complained, our leader said, you signed up for a hiking vacation. I was not the only one who looked tired, but everyone was sympathetic because of my injured knee. It was obviously swollen. Tomorrow we fly to Athens, and the next day we fly to JFK. Don't worry, Dad and I both loved the trip, which is clearly, I don't think, what's going on.
There's so much going on under the surface. This is a Hemingway email.
Oh, this is what my mom is great at.
Under the surface. Every day was hiking as soon as we arrived, and when we complained, which is like, oh, okay, that was a regular occurrence.
Yep.
Our leader said, you signed up for a hiking vacation.
All
so
caps.
No sympathy.
Yeah, all caps except for the second I.
Yes. And then also, don't worry, Dad and I both loved the trip. And all capitalized is the word both. I would expect loved.
Oh, yes. No, you would.
To be capitalized?
It's a bit of a defensive email. It's a bit of a, we both are having a good time.
I also enjoy from earlier, which we didn't reference, you know, we're on Santorini, blah, 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 and Dad is out walking to make room for dinner. I enjoy that part of the email as well.
My dad loves walking. I love walking too, but my dad loves walking.
I don't think you do love walking. I don't think it makes room for dinner.
I don't think so.
I don't, right? Does walking make room in your body?
No, but
unless
you
it's going to move your
off.
Bowels.
Burn off, maybe.
You burn off some calories. I mean, my dad, I think, averages 20,000 steps a day. Like when he got here, he was like, look at my phone. I was like, okay, Dad. And then when Ellen, my fiance, often is like, Drew, you got to stop checking your health app. And I'm like, no, but I got to see how many steps I get.
Oh,
like, I love it.
You got to get a Fitbit, bud.
No, I don't need one, though. I had one for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or I had the Oscar Health Insurance Misfit knockoff brand.
It was called a Misfit?
Misfit. It was a knockoff Fitbit. Mm-hmm. Look, in its defense, it was a worse version of the Fitbit. It marketed itself
right.
well.
Right.
If we're talking marketing, it did
Here's
a good version of it.
My only argument for it is I don't need to pull out a phone. I can just look at my steps.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Hey, Drew.
Uh-huh.
Let's put a label on it.
Let's put labels on it.
A label
on it?
Can
we see what labels you use?
Oh, yes. Okay. Wait.
You have a folder that's just Drew Johnston, and there's only one email in it.
Oh, yeah, that's my other email address. Okay. My original email address is just the same as my college email address.
Right, of course.
And then when I left college, I was like, oh, I can't use that email address anymore. I might as well set up the same thing so it's easy to remember, but at Gmail.
Totally.
The only issue is it has the phrase STD in it.
I've known you for years and I didn't know that.
It has the three letters in a row, and when you look at it, you're like, what is this?
Yeah, you do land on STD.
And it lands on STD. And because of that, because
this is so funny. I've never noticed that before.
I know. I won't say the whole thing. I'll say most of what it is. But here's the other thing. My last name is Johnston, right? And a lot of people then see my email address and assume my name is John. And then they also think that it says, like, it has like an STD in it. Like, there's a lot of weird stuff about this email address. But I didn't realize this. And then a lot of people were like, hey, I didn't get that email. I'm like, I did send it to you. And then I found out it was going to a lot of people's spam mails because, like for a while, like a lot of my professional like connections, like, but then I had to create my another email address.
Gotcha. Wait, this is an insane marketing email from Tumblr.
These blogs? You'll like five of them.
I get that too.
What does that mean? These blogs? You'll like five of them. Like they sent you a list of 20 and you're supposed to like five?
Let me see what we like. No, you'll like five of them.
That is weird.
I don't like this one.
I've never thought about that.
I don't like this one. Well, that's it. there's five of them. Also, one of these is the official home of Star Wars on Tumblr, which is like, what? Tumblr? No, Tumblr. I've not logged into Tumblr in years. Why do I still get this? Oh, you know what it is too? I get a lot of these emails from Tumblr because I used my other email address to sign up for a bunch of these for Year of the Blog, which is another one of my things that I have. If you go to this, it's all Tumblr emails of my Year of the Blog, which was a thing that I did where I created a brand new blog every day for a year. Every Tuesday, we do a Tumblr. So I have about 52 different Tumblrs. And a lot of them are saying, we're going to just shut down this Tumblr.
Did you make it through the whole year?
Did.
I did.
I remember when you were doing that.
Yeah.
Was there any point where you were like, I got to stop this? Or were you like, this is happening all the
time? Oh, yeah. A month into it. I was like, I fucking hate this idea.
I would say in our friendship, Drew, that's the very beginning of you doing something that is creatively inspired and visionary. But my gut response to it is, Drew, this is stupid.
Oh, yeah. It was very stupid.
That was the very first time I remember you doing something being like, this is stupid.
Oh, it was stupid. So it was every day for 365 days, I would create a brand new website, which is a different blog, either on Blogspot, on WordPress, or on Tumblr. A brand new concept of a website. And each of those blogs had to have four posts.
Four posts. Gotcha.
Most of these blogs have died. In fact, all of them have died. I don't think I've posted a thing to a blog in 5 or 6 years, probably. But yeah, so there were some blogs that were very stupid, some blogs that were long. Like one of my blogs was just talking about the Kessel Run on Star Wars and the Han Solo saying we can make the Kessel Run.
I think before everybody was talking about that. Now everybody has like weighed in on the Kessel Run and what it means and parsecs and all that.
Well, there was also a lot of theories. I did a lot of research into that one.
Parsec is a unit of
distance. So they say the Millennium Falcon is fast enough that it made the Kessel Run in less than 12.8 parsecs. Yeah. And that makes no sense because that doesn't measure speed.
It's like saying I got to the office in less than 3 miles.
But and
maybe
it's
so fast that it reduced the distance it had to travel.
That's one of the theories.
Yes, that's the theory, is that it was just able to navigate.
Which is incredible,
space, actually,
when you think about it.
So we want to keep looking at this. We also have, there's a bunch of old labels. And then we have, so I don't know why these are down here. But
it doesn't make a ton of sense.
Most of these labels are just me dividing it into the different improv groups or sketch groups that I've been a part of.
Yes.
So I can easily manage that. Yeah. And then this one was one that I couldn't figure out a way to automatically do it. This is Tourco, when I used to be a member of UCB Touring Company. So I just manually went through and would add that label. And I hate doing that. I can't do that at all. So I stopped doing that. And this was too, the Chris Gethard show, was all these old emails. And I was like, I guess this is, I'm bad at manually labeling.
I think most people are. It's not a fun thing.
No, it sucks.
It's not fun. Hey, Drew, you were a prolific G-chatter when you had a office job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Who is the person you had, like...
I mean, who is someone good? There's always... I mean, there's Noah.
That's what I was going to say. Can we find the first G-chat between you and your writing partner?
No. Oh, yeah. Let's see. How do we do that?
So hit that arrow.
This arrow?
Yep.
Oh, we had to do advanced search.
Yeah, it's got to be an advanced search. Go to... Set it to chats.
Oh, how do you do
that? Up at the top.
Oh my God, this is a game changer. I didn't know you could do that.
Great, and put in Noah's name.
No.
Okay, so let's...
Well, I know when I met him. Yes, maybe we can do that. 94 lines. Okay, it's just a work schedule. This is so boring. This is literally us trying to figure out who would open for us at a show that we had running at the Pit.
And so the fact that this first G-chat is you guys scheduling and then Noah condescendingly explaining a website to you.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. Okay, I'm going to read this. I know it doesn't seem that interesting, and it really is just us ripping on a good friend of ours, but this is Noah. You will see the basic all capital letters. Next line, layout. Next line, go to it. Next line, this would be header, all capital letters. Underneath, navigation header. Underneath, and body. Underneath, and it will all be center. Just like...
And then I said, okay, thanks for going offline, ass. And I don't know what that means. And then he did not acknowledge that I called him an ass.
Yeah.
And then I also, I don't know why I didn't finish off ass with whole. Yeah. I don't know why I just called him ass. Interesting.
Wait, you made a YouTube Wes Anderson video?
Yeah.
What is that?
We did a series of sketches called that were all about how would blank eat a Reese's. And one of them was how would someone, something or other, the biggest Wes Anderson fan, eat a Reese's.
Drew, stop describing it. Can we go watch the video?
Yep.
This is truly your tube.
New deal.
What's your tube history?
Reese's, Wes Anderson. I want to see if there's actually a recommended. Oh, it's not there anymore. We had the other day, there was a recommended video that they thought I would like on YouTube. That was who sang the high note from Gethsemane and Jesus Christ Superstar the best. And it was a comparative video. And I was like, yeah, they nailed it. And I watched it and it was very interesting because it was just a lot of high notes. It was really good. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, so I had long hair.
The bomber from Royal Tenenbaums.
Yep. This was my real hair and real beard, and I just locked myself in a bathroom with a camera and just did this.
You're just going to eat a Reese's at the end of this?
Well, you got to see. You got to wait. You got to wait for it.
I'm waiting. I just can't wait.
Drew, you gave yourself a legit good haircut.
Well, after a few snips, I went outside and Alex just, our other friend and comedy partner, Alex did this.
Well thought out remake of this.
It is. It is just a remake of a scene from Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah. Wrong? We completely just remade this scene.
And then at the end, there's just going to be a Reese's.
Instead of killing himself, he says, "I'm going to eat a Reese's tomorrow." And then he takes out a Reese's. And then it just smash cuts to a bunch of Willy Wonka stuff for some reason.
Why is that? Yeah.
Yeah. Gene Wilder.
Squeeze. That's it.
Drew, how do you feel about that video now?
I stand by it. I mean, it was fine.
Drew, 35,000 views on this video.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think
there's some skill there. This showed some skill.
It's well done. It's a good haircut.
I think this was...
that's a subtle jab right there.
We don't need a good haircut.
Wait, what's this other video?
Which one?
Coming out is hard, so is finding the right cell phone.
Oh, so this one was... We shot a very serious scene where a young man comes out to his parents... And we were just so annoyed at banner ads that all the ads were just this. It was just an annoying guy trying to sell cell phones underneath his very serious.
That's a great idea for a video.
Yeah. But most people didn't realize that that was what it was. And they were like, they thought it was just bad that we would have, that they were like, what is this? There's no joke. Is the joke that he's gay? And it was like, no, the joke is the banners. But we did it, honestly, I think too well at the time.
Can you click on it?
that nobody, and now it doesn't even look that well anymore because it's what the old banner ads used to look like.
Doesn't look well.
And I'm also really overacting. It's not great. I'm really not.
This one has
this is
more.
A really funny idea for a video.
I also, looking back at it, I wish we would have more of these pop up, you know, the entire time.
A little more heightening.
A little more heightening.
You want to take over the screen is what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want it to eventually take over the screen.
Wait, Drew, there was a period of time during which you were posting bad impressions, right?
Yes.
And getting comments about the bad impressions you were posting.
Oh, yes.
Can we read some of those?
Yes, of course we can.
Time to get on the comment train.
All right, here are some great comments.
Comment train, I like that name.
Comment train.
Master Impressionist.
And then read some comments.
So this is
all
Jay
right,
Leno.
We'll start. No, let's start with the first one was my Morgan Freeman impression.
You look so earnest here and like you just really want people's approval. You're selling this pretty well at the
beginning. There's something about this too. Once we watch this, I'm going to tell you that I feel bad about this video and I'll tell you why, but we'll just watch this.
The only man who could crawl through a pile of shit and emerge on the other side. Andy Dufresne.
How many thumbs up?
36.
How many thumbs down?
199.
And it's a like lot. A reverse ratio on the Wes Anderson one was the flip side, like 200 something likes and like 30 something dislikes.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing about this video. So I think at the time I thought I was parodying someone that I saw and I thought it was a funny video to parody, but no one had seen this video. Now looking back, I think I ripped someone off. There was a British kid who was doing earnest impression videos, or I thought, and then had bad like
impressions.
And he was so good at it that I was like, oh, this guy's doing bad impressions. And then after I had done a few of them just to make fun of, because I was obsessed with this kid, and I was like, oh, this is a funny blog. This was a Year of the Blog thing. I did a bunch of these videos. I went back to watch his videos again, and I was like, oh, no. I'm just ripping him off.
He was trying to do bad impressions.
He was trying to do bad impressions on purpose. And I felt, I was like, oh, fuck, this kid is doing it better than me. I thought I was going to heighten it, but this kid is doing it, what I wanted to do better than me before I did it.
Can we hear like one more?
One more bad impression.
I would love to hear De Niro and Pesci.
You know, so remember that.
Remember that?
With that being said, I've got some more impressions for you.
Drew, this is so earnest.
This next one is fantastic. You might know him as Robert De Niro. Is this his name? This is little Robert De Niro. You talking to me?
Oh, Drew, this is awful.
You talking to me? You talking to me? Forget about it.
It sounds like Rocky. One,
I know.
It's, along with it is,
this was
the fabulous actor Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci. Hey, hey. How am I funny?
Can we see some comments?
Yeah, here we go. We got some that are saying things like,
"There's a priceless in there."
Oh, price. That's to someone for making a comment.
Oh.
Wow, so a dude commented like 40 times.
Oh, yeah, he was like,
go up to that first one.
Yeah, what's the first comment?
I kept watching the vid hoping he will manage to salvage it. I guess the captain of the Titanic kept saying on his ship, hoping he will manage to salvage it as well.
That's not why the captain of the Titanic stayed on the ship. That's not why he stayed.
These are all comments on other ones. This is an earnest advice. Quit the chit-chat before the impressions. No one cares, and people will just tune off before they hear your impressions.
Next comment's best. And then we're done.
Thick eyebrows.
Thick eyebrows.
Which one are you
looking at? That person's on to you.
The De Niro impression made me think this was not for real. I don't know. But I think the kid that I originally was trying to parody, I was actually not realizing was actually funnier than me, and I was just ripping him off.
Well, and is he famous now?
No.
So who cares? And that man was Billy Elliot.
That man was the Billy
only British child I could think
Elliot.
Of. Who's a famous British? Oh, Daniel
Harry
Radcliffe.
Potter. Yes.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Elijah
Who's
Wood.
The Tom from Wings?
From Wings. Tom Skerritt.
I think that is.
No, it's not.
I think it's Tom Skerritt. Look
Tom
up Tom
Tom Skerritt
from
is from what show?
No, Tom Skerritt's from The River Runs Through It. There we go.
I
there
that's
we
who
go.
I was thinking of. Who plays the brother on Wings?
The brother on Wings.
Tom Skerritt. Picket Fences.
Picket Fences is what Tom Skerritt was on?
Tom Skerritt was famously on Picket Fences. Where was Wings set?
Wings?
It was Where was Wings set?
Airport.
In an airport.
What airport?
Chicago? No, Atlanta? No.
Dulles.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
The whole point of it is that it's a small airport on Nantucket.
Oh, is it? Is
the
that
whole
point? The
idea is that it's like a crazy small airport. So it's like a little goofy family workplace thing about a small airport.
Although, honestly, they should reboot Wings and have it set at Newark. That would be a funny. That'd be a funny show.
That would be fun.
Two brothers, Joe and Brian Hackett, run a one-plane commuter service from a small Nantucket airport.
But then, why would there be a cab driver that's always hanging out there?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Because how are you leaving a small airport? It's not like there's public transportation.
Can I read Nantucket? You guys the summary of Wings, the animated movie that
I'm
Tom Skerritt's in?
I'm genuinely really angry about this.
A voice in? A few weeks before a big air show, Ace gets his acceptance letter to take part in the competition to become the next champion.
Of what?
We don't know. But it's a 3.2 out of 10 on IMDb. So I don't think it got a lot of traction.
God, Wings ran for nine
Yeah, it's
Seven
a great.
Years.
It's a great show.
Wait. Hold
also,
on.
Also, you
no,
yeah.
That's there's a zero in the first number. Like that's not a confusing math situation.
Yeah, that's,
it's 1990 to 97. She said, "Woo boy, nine years, quite a run."
Oh my God!
Here's what happened. I saw seven, but there are so many nines
You're
in those numbers.
Punchy.
Oh yeah,
so many
it is
nines in those
19,
numbers.
Nine, yeah, 1990, 1997.
I had a whole conversation with someone the other day where I asked them several times because they were here in New York to work on a project in June, and I said three times in a row, "What are you doing in June?" And they were like, "I don't know yet." And I was like, "No, in June you're going to be up here. What are you doing?" And they're like, "It's far. I don't know." And then it turned out the whole time I was saying November.
No.
But I thought I was saying June.
Wait, that's a thing.
Isn't that so
There's
weird?
A thing where you say the wrong, you like mess up words because you're tired. Is that
I
what you're doing?
I was tired.
Aphasia, I believe is what that's
is
called.
Is that? Because oh, yeah. It was aphasia, but I was so sure I was saying June and then I kept saying November.
That's so weird.
Drew, it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Whatever.
Okay.
Could you pull up that old email?
Which old email?
Sorry. Yeah, that's the whole show.
Oh.
The one we wrote.
Oh, yes. The bad
okay.
Beam. Oh,
read
the
it.
Bad, the bad.
Start with the subject line.
Sand was a bad idea. Hey, guy, what if we gave away little toilets? Been noodling on some marketing thoughts, specifically around the idea of streams. Stay with me here.
Wait. You're reading this how you feel about it? I
yes.
want you to read it like you're selling it to
yeah,
this
read
dude.
It how he's going to get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sand was a bad idea. Hey, guy, what if we gave away little toilets? I've been noodling on some marketing thoughts, specifically around the idea of streams. Stay with me here. Stream, play pause emoji, eject emoji, pray emoji, flow, bottle, water, urine, pee, pee pee, toilet, travel, little toilet, packable toilet, mini toilet, mini toilets, mini towelettes. Thinking about going back to school for marketing, since you were such my valuable mentor, would you feel comfortable writing a speech of recommendation for me to record and submit to Columbia as part of my application packet to Harvard Wharton School of Business? Loch Ness. Signing off, yours, Dad.
This is absolutely frenetic. I mean, when hearing it read back, that just really gets crazy at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
Drew, you get two chances to get this right. Okay. Get it wrong twice, and we are going to mash send.
Jesus.
Online game HQ Trivia has taken the internet by storm with daily prizes and the idea that anyone can win. While consumers are obsessed, many publications believe it is the worst thing to exist. The Atlantic in particular wrote a scathing article about the game. What was the article titled? Was it A, HQ Trivia is simply the worst, B, Delusions of Grandeur and Knowledge, HQ Trivia isn't making you smart, C, HQ Trivia is a harbinger of dystopia. D, how HQ Trivia is making us complicit sheeple.
God, they all sound like Atlantic titles.
Not the long one. So Matt and I don't know the right answer. We're here to help. I don't think the long one sounds like the Atlantic.
Delusions of grandeur and knowledge. HQ Trivia isn't making you smart.
That one. doesn't. Oh, you know what?
That does sound like Atlantic.
I withdraw.
You're gonna recuse yourself, Nicole.
Yeah.
Nicole's out. It's just me and you, Drew.
I think we got to go with B. I think I want to go with that long one because that was the one that stuck out. And I get two chances?
You get two chances.
Let's do B. So the long one.
Okay, he's doing B.
No? Fuck. Okay.
All right. What we're left with. HQ Trivia is simply the worst.
Mm.
HQ Trivia is a harbinger of dystopia. D, how HQ Trivia is making us complicit sheeple. Now, I will say.
Atlantic's not saying sheeple.
They're not. Because that's the biggest tempt you to click one. Because it's how.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Would they say simply the worst?
I think, what do you guys think? I think I got to go with the dystopia one. But I don't, I don't know. That sounds the most Atlantic-y?
Would they say simply the worst?
Is simply the worst doesn't sound like Atlantic. Oh, no.
Just was thinking simply the best.
Simply the worst. HQ Trivia. I think I gotta go with C.
It does feel, because I've been in rooms where we're playing HQ and it feels dystopic.
Yeah. Let's go with dystopia. C.
Yes!
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Thank God I read Atlantic every once in a while when Ta-Nehisi Coates writes an article.
Wow.
Well done. Good save.
Thank God.
What a save.
Get rid of that email. Get rid of it. Oh, God.
I can't believe you were going to put the name in the field at the very beginning.
That would be
the funniest. Actually, I'm going to stop, Matt. I'm going to stop trying to protect people from themselves.
You should stop.
Because I was going to, and then it would have just been...
True.
Hey.
Anything you want to promote?
Check out Improvised Seinfeld and Grandma's Ashes at UCB. Those are the two things that I perform at. Other than that, Chris Gather show's about to end, so I don't think we can really promote that. I mean, we're going on hiatus, so I don't think...
Yeah, no reason.
Yeah.
This will come out after. But hey, watch us on True TV. Yeah, you know what? Watch us on True TV. Download us on the on your Time Warner and put some usage in our pockets.
Oh, yeah. Download. You can download. Go to Amazon.com, get a season pass, and just download all the episodes.
Okay.
Or go to iTunes. You can also do that.
Great.
Or on the True TV app. True TV.
And if you want to find us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast.
There are three main theories. We'll just get into this. The first one is that it would change, because this isn't a galaxy far, far away, but it is our universe, which means that it would have to live by the same, you know, physical laws that our universe has, which
have
means
to.
It would have to, because it's just a specified galaxy. So if you go then super fast, the distance is shorter. So maybe it's like that, you know, they went so close to the speed of light.
Right.
You know, they said light speed, which then completely invalidates all of this. But they go close to the speed of light, which could then shorten the amount of distance to be a shorter actual distance. That's how fast the ship is. There's another theory created by Star Wars fan or a novel, a guy who writes novels about Star Wars, is that the Kessel Run.
Novel.
Star Wars. Yes, a Star Wars novel. No, a guy who writes about Star Wars.
His name is Star Wars novel.
His name is Star Wars novel. It's a very good man.
He's a good man.
But he says that there's a thing called a Ma black hole cluster, which is a stable group of black holes, which doesn't exist, in between the two places that you got to go. Now, most navigators will go around the black hole cluster, but they say it's fast enough that they can go through the black hole cluster
so
without getting sucked in.
So he's completely made this up.
But then I would say...
This writer's completely made this up.
You would not describe... You wouldn't say you made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. You'd say made the Kessel Run by going through a bunch of stable black holes.
You would say that. You wouldn't say less than 12 parsecs,
exactly.
Assuming you knew what it was.
Right. And then the third is that George Lucas just didn't look up what a fucking parsec is and assumed it was a unit of time.
That's the fourth. The third is the one that George Lucas actually says,
which is
that he goes, no, in the Star Wars universe, people measure the speed by how good of a ship captain you are and how good of a navigator you are. He says this in the New Hope like audio commentary. So he goes, I didn't make a mistake when I said parsec. What I meant is that he's such a good pilot that they could make the quickest route.
That's what I think the winning. Yeah, I buy that.
You buy that?
I don't buy that. What I buy is that is the best explanation for it over the other two. I buy explanation number four, which is like Georgie.
Oh, no.
A parsec was time.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to admit it.
Of
yeah.
course.
Because Han Solo is a character who wouldn't say, my ship is fast. Han Solo is a guy who would be like, I'm a fucking great pilot.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he would say.
The brag would be that he's such a good navigator, he did it in 12.8 parsecs.
Yes.
If you were to do it that way.
Yes,
it makes complete sense that way.